A plan to build an ethanol site in Tampa is now off the table. The man behind the proposed facility, which would be housed at the Port of Tampa, says delays due to litigation is the primary reason he will not go further with the proposal. There had also been complaints from citizens in Davis Islands and Harbor Island about the potential odor from the plant, and concerns in the Tampa City Council about how much water would be used in producing the corn-based ethanol. WMNF Today spoke with Bradley Crone, the president of Port Sutton Envirofuels.
The reason the project was in a holding pattern and we had to shelve the plan to build an ethanol production facility is due to the litigation that was brought upon us, well, the frivolous litigation brought to us by Pell Laboratories. And this project was, the corn ethanol plant was fully financed. We were fully permitted. Our general contractor was fully mobilized and ready to go. But the lawsuit that was filed to try to stop our project back in September of 06 forced us to return all our financing to our investors. And we went into a holding pattern, and we were in litigation for 15 months. So that's the reason why the project was never built.
What's the nature of that suit right now?
I'm not at liberty to comment about the lawsuit right now. All I can tell you is that we were not able to finance, due to the liability, we were not able to refinance the corn ethanol production plant. So during the throughout litigation of 07, end of 06 and 07, we were in a holding pattern, and the ethanol industry build-out occurred and pretty much completed by the end of 07. So getting our project back on track for financing a corn ethanol plant was extremely difficult by we got to the end of last year and early this year. So essentially, we redesigned the project, we redesigned the site to allow us to build an ethanol storage terminal for receiving ethanol and distributing ethanol to the local gasoline market, in particular the gasoline terminals at the Port of Tampa.
I know when this was first brought up in front of City Council, I believe in 2006, there was a lot of excitement in some respects because of just the idea of alternative fuels, biofuels and the like. And I know just in the last maybe half a year or so, there's been somewhat of a backlash against corn-based ethanol versus cellulosic, whether it's sugar cane or switchgrass perhaps. Did that play any part here?
No. There are no cellulosic ethanol plants in operation today. It's still a ways away from commercialization. There are no sugar-based ethanol plants in operation yet either. Corn ethanol is the only type of ethanol that's commercial in the U.S. We're still a ways away from maybe 2 to 4 years away from commercialization of cellulosic ethanol, although it's getting here sooner than a lot of people thought. But the corn ethanol industry has taken an unfair beating in terms of its linkage and its effect on food prices and corn prices. Ethanol accounts for about probably 10 to 15% in corn prices. What's really driving higher corn prices is global demand for grains. If you look at all the grains, corn, wheat, rice, soybeans, oats, barley, all grains are at all-time highs for pricing. And it's because of the global demand for food that's causing the price spike in grains and the food price spikes, as well as the increase in petroleum and the cost of gasoline.
When this was first announced back in 06, there were some concerns from some local citizens in the Harbor Island and Davis Islands area, mainly about the possible odors that might emanate from your plant, your production plant. Now that you've decided now to make a switch here to an ethanol storage site, is there any need for those concerns now?
No, there's no needs for those concerns, but quite frankly, there never should have been any needs for those concerns in the first place. Those concerns were pretty much overblown and exaggerated. We're a minor source of, the ethanol plant would have been a minor source of air emissions. It would not have been a Title V major source category for air emissions. There are about a dozen Title V facilities that are major sources of air emissions at Port of Tampa. That have a far greater impact on the potential for odor on Davis Island and Harbor Island than our facility would have ever had.